America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
The happy hour is on the air.
Yep, it is. It is the happy hour live from Oscars, where if you leave right now, by the time you get here, it'll be time for $3 margs and Mexican beers and $2 tacos because they start at 5. But yes, it is that time. Happy hour time, and the draft is here, and oh boy, this is a sight we have to get used to. College game day is on, and look who's sitting in the center of the table.
Oh,
Nick Saban. Get used to it. Yes, College game day is doing a show from the NFL draft. Not surprising.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe they've been doing it.
They've been doing it, but yeah.
It's like that he has a little hair dye going on.
He does.
Saban? That is not as light as it's been over the last few years.
Hey, you know what? He's a man of TV now.
He is. He is a TV boy.
He is a man of TV.
But I bet he's wearing makeup, too.
Oh, yeah, they all are.
That is a sight that we'll have to get used to.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, Desmond is still there, but another story altogether.
Yeah, he is.
I don't like Pat McAfee.
All right, so before we get to the NFL draft.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Earlier in the Grom.
Yes.
And this date, this goes back to yesterday. During Dumb Debates, we had a question regarding Usain Bolt versus Joey Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
If there were a 100-meter dash that featured a hot dog eating contest, who would win? So, in other words, you had to eat one hot dog before you could run the race. Would win?
Yes.
And I contend that Joey Chestnut not only would be able to eat the hot dog and run the race, he would be able to finish the race before Usain Bolt even finished the hot dog.
Yes.
So in other words, Joey Chestnut would win, and he would win going away. Well, Nick did not believe us.
I did not.
No.
And Nick was so confident saying, oh, Usain Bolt, he could eat that hot dog in 10 seconds. I could eat that hot dog in 10 seconds. And we carried that conversation over today during the crossover. And because we're here at Oscars and because they are of food.
They are.
Well, we were able to procure from them a hot dog.
Yes.
And we challenged young Nick to see if he could actually eat a hot dog in 10 seconds.
And then we found, by the way, before we got going, we found some stats. We found some research that said, like, for the average person, probably take about a minute. And that at that moment, you could see the fear coming into Nick's eyes.
Right.
At that point, I'm like, okay, maybe it'll be closer to 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Well, to make a long story short,
yeah,
Nick finished the hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
In a time of...
Wait for it.
1 minute, 27.68 seconds.
Not great.
So basically,
below average.
87 seconds
Not
is
great.
What it took him, or eight times what he thought he would do.
Not great.
How was I supposed to know?
I don't know, Nick. How did we know that it wouldn't be possible?
Yeah.
The bun really gets you.
Yes.
The bun throws you off. Mm-hmm. You don't understand how chewy a bun is. I get why they dunk it. See, at first.
But I do understand how chewy the bun is.
See, at first I thought that they dunked the hot dog in the water because it would help it slide easier, right? Mm. And then after this, I've realized, oh, if you dunk the bun in the water, it helps it disintegrate more.
Correct.
And that's why they dunk it.
Yeah, it's to make it smaller.
I thought it was a lubrication system.
Well, if you want to see the full video,
yeah,
you can go back and watch it on our YouTube channel. I believe a full video will also be available later, right?
I believe so. I just sent Mark. I realized the text didn't go through as well as I would have liked, so I uploaded it to my Google Drive, and I gave him a better file. By the way, how about the Rockies?
We're coming back. It's tied now.
Wow, in the bottom of the eighth. Go Colorado. Yeah, so hopefully the whole video will be in one of our emails.
Yeah, but the highlight, and we've got two different angles of this, Nick found out in the first 5 seconds that this was not going to go well for him. And it led to...
I can't wait to hear this, because I've watched this video, but I've not heard the noise. I don't know if the noise will be included in this, but I guess we're going to find out.
So, Joey, back at our studios, make sure you have the video turned up.
The audio for
make
the video.
Make sure the
audio.
Tab is unmuted.
Yeah. And we're going to see if we can hear this, but here's a couple of different angles of the very beginning of Nick's failed quest to eat a hot dog in 10 seconds.
There's one angle.
That was one angle.
That was my angle.
Yeah. And then
and
get side. Set. Go.
Hey, leave the audio up. Let's replay the first one to see if we can get if there was there not audio in that one?
I don't think there was audio in that one.
Oh,
I don't think there was audio. Let's run the second one again here. Get set. Go. And that was the moment that Nick knew he was in trouble.
I've made a huge mistake.
That's exactly what that noise was. I could tell. Just I've never been able to tell I was wrong so fast in my life with one bite of something.
That's good.
This isn't happening.
So funny.
I was humbled by a hot dog today. I'm not afraid to admit it.
You definitely were.
Well, yesterday we talked about the 2021 quarterback draft and just how bad it ended up being. I mean, you had five quarterbacks taken in the first 15 picks.
Yeah.
And four of them no longer are with the team that they started with. Only Trevor Lawrence. And the jury is in session on the career of Trevor Lawrence at this point.
Certainly mixed.
It is a mixed bag. But this year's draft has the potential to have as many quarterbacks taken in the early picks, if not more. In fact, I'm looking at Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft, his last mock draft from NFL.com. He's got Williams to the Bears, Daniels to the Commanders, Drake May to the Patriots. So there's the three of three. And then scrolling down, he's got McCarthy going 11 to the Vikings. So there's number four, and Penix going to the Raiders at 13. So that would be five of the first 13 picks going to quarterbacks. And then I believe, if I'm not mistaken, sixth quarterback, Bo Nix going to the Denver Broncos at 22. So there's a chance we could have six quarterbacks taken
in the first round.
I mean, could we be staring down the barrel of another 2021 where – we have
John.
COVID was still around then, John.
No, but John, you are not wrong. So read the names of these quarterbacks again. Bo Nix, and that was the last one, right?
Bo Nix at 22.
Okay.
Michael Penix at 13.
Okay.
McCarthy at 11, and then the top three picks overall: Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. 3-2-1.
All right. So I almost want to put like Jaden Daniels in a bucket with Bo Nix and Michael Penix. And I want to say this, like these guys were all in college for a while, you know, because of the COVID eligibility. Those guys played college football for what, 5 or 6 seasons? Each of them did. And so like, look, I continue to be blown away by what happened with Bo Nix. But how much of Bo Nix getting better was normal, traditional improvement/development versus, John, how much of it was that he was an adult and he was playing college football still?
Yeah.
You know, I think Michael Penix is a bit different case. I think Jaden Daniels is kind of in a similar vein to the Bo Nix in that regard. I think I think that Michael Penix is different just because of the injury situations. Like, that guy had so many injuries throughout his entire career. And so it's almost like that seems to be the bigger issue with him than he is an older player. But would it shock you if all three of those guys ended up being bad? Like, it wouldn't shock me, just given that, again, they were older players when they succeeded the most in college football. And, like, we've seen old quarterbacks get drafted before, sometimes, like, the really old guys like a Chris Winkie or Brandon Whedon, and they stink. You know, it's like, congrats right. on being 27 and being good at college football. I would kind of expect you to be good at college football at 27. Just like if Nick went back to college today, took broadcasting classes today, I'd expect Nick to do a really good job.
I would kick their ass.
Because he's an adult, yeah. You know? And so I almost wonder with those three guys if it's a different conversation than it is with the Caleb Williams, with the Drake May, and then who's the and J.J. McCarthy.
Right. The Drake May situation is kind of interesting because, you know, he for a long time, he was considered, at bare minimum, the second best quarterback in the draft. And then his stock started to slip a little bit. Jaden Daniels started to climb the ladder, and of course he eventually won the Heisman Trophy. J.J. McCarthy's stock has been on the rise. Penix, because of the run he had, his stock has been on the rise. Yet here he is, at least according to this mock, going third overall to the Patriots. If there is a quarterback that I don't feel very good about, it's Drake May in terms of this class.
I'm the same way.
Especially this going this high. Now, whether or not that happens, I don't know. But, I mean, the potential is there to, once again, have another deep draft in a quarterback class and have it be a big, big disappointment. It would not shock me if Caleb Williams is not good with the Bears, because the Bears' history has been terrible. The Bears' history of quarterbacks has been awful.
Was in terms of, and you'll know the history better than I would, the quarterbacks that they have drafted in the first round, like, he will easily come in with the most pedigree, right?
Yes, okay. Easily.
So, like, that is, if you're looking for reasons to believe, well, first of all, you'd say he wasn't any of the other quarterbacks, and he is a better prospect than, you know, any of those other quarterbacks. So I almost, you know, I would kind of start there with him. But, look, you're not wrong. Like, if I am making an argument, if I'm trying to state a case against Caleb Williams, I would almost begin with his head coach, that I think that they made a really, I think, poor decision, John, in bringing back Eberflus. To have him almost feels like a lame duck kind of prove-it situation. You never want to lose out on development early in a guy's career and then have to make the change at head coach. Like, at least with Trevor Lawrence, they made the decision to move on, the Jaguars did, from Urban Meyer before his first season was even done. But that's a lost year of development, and you don't want lost years of development. And I almost wonder if Caleb Williams could end up having a lost year of development in the NFL because they have to move on from his coach next season, if not the season after that.
Since the Bears took Jim McMahon fifth overall in 1982, here have been the Bear first round draft picks. Jim Harbaugh in 1987 went 26th overall.
Yeah, and he was solid, right?
He was okay. Yeah. Probably better with the Colts. He went deeper in the playoffs with the Colts than he ever did with the Bears. And then fast forward, Cade McNown, 12th overall in 1999.
Not good in the NFL.
Rex Grossman, 22nd overall in 2003.
I mean, did take him to a Super Bowl, but he was a very inconsistent player.
Very inconsistent. Trubisky, of course, second overall in 2017.
Yeah, took him to the playoffs.
And Justin Fields in 2011.
So obviously, the point then was proven correct. This is easily the best prospect that they have ever drafted from that perspective. But it also is the Bears. It's just, I always find those discussions so interesting because they've never had a good quarterback. They've never had a guy throw for, what's the number of yards? Is it 4,000 yards in a season and 30 touchdowns?
Right.
30. That's not even two touchdown passes a game, and they've never had a guy do that in the history of the NFL when it was a 14-game season, a 16-game season, a 17-game season. And then who's the other quarterback that we haven't mentioned? Oh, it's J.J. McCarthy.
J.J. McCarthy.
He's the one guy that we really haven't gotten into just yet.
This was kind of an interesting thing I saw earlier this week. ESPN producer Paul Hembo calculated the percentage of first-round picks that hit or miss So he's kind of doing a hits, misses, and guys.
Yeah.
Based on whether or not that player signed a second contract with the team that drafted them.
Okay.
And this is going back to 20 drafts spanning 2000 to 2019.
Okay.
And this is position by position. And when you look, the position that has the best hit rate is center. 11 of 12 first-round drafted centers signed a second contract with their original drafting team.
And by the way, that is easily the fewest amount of first-rounders drafted of any of the position groups. So what
except
that,
for tight end.
Yeah, but even that, it's half.
No, it is.
Tight end is
right.
24, yeah, and they're 12.
Yeah,
so what does that say? That says they must be really good at identifying great centers, the NFL is. Shout out
to
you.
And how many guys, though, have been drafted as guards and moved eventually to center?
Great question.
Right?
Yeah.
So how many actual true centers get drafted? Obviously, far fewer than anyone else. The second, and so let's throw that out just because it's such an outlier with the low number, right?
Mm-hmm.
But offensive tackle, 38 out of 64 signed a second contract with the same team, so 59%. Next best, offensive guard, half, 14 out of 28. After that, linebacker, 24 out of 50. Quarterback, 26 out of 56, or 46%. Edge rusher, 46 out of 104, or 44%. And defensive tackle, 24 out of 60, 40%. The worst position group to get drafted in the first round and not sign a second contract with the same team, and this is going back to 20 different drafts from 2000 to 2019, is wide receiver. Just 21 out of 77 wide receivers signed a second contract with their original drafting team, 27%.
That's pretty interesting, and you know, wide receiver, we have seen over the years that you obviously do not have to be the top wide receiver drafted, and you can have a lot of success. What was Justin Jefferson in his class? He was nowhere near the first. Was he like the fourth or the fifth guy that was picked in his class alone at wide receiver? We have seen guys that fall quite a bit turn into some of the best guys in the NFL at that position. I mean, obviously Tyreek Hill for a variety of reasons, but he wasn't picked number one in terms of being the number one wide receiver. Wow, that's interesting.
And if you look at it, and they got them color-coded, the position groups at the top are in green and the middle are in yellow. But look at the position groups that are in red, three offensive skill positions, running back, tight end, wide receiver. Running backs, 38%, tight ends, 33%, wide receivers, 27%.
Yeah. Jordan says it's like it's almost cheaper to let a wide receiver go and draft another one for cheaper. Yeah, that, and that's obviously...
And that's been part of the
part
mentality.
Of this, part of this, too, is obviously it's not that they're complete misses. It's just maybe the guy is awesome, and then he signs his next contract with a different team. Like, for example, if CeeDee Lamb left the Cowboys, he would fall into the miss category, even though he was just a first-team All-Pro.
Right.
But you want the guy to get to the second contract because... Then you have him for X amount of years. You have him for a really long time.
By the way, the overall average, just all players drafted, it's 43%.
Mm.
So watching tonight.
That means what, 15 out of 32 guys?
15 out of 32 guys that you'll see drafted tonight will get to their next contract with the same team.
Yeah. Wow, how scary is that?
And, of course,
in
the 2021 draft, it's only going to be one out of five quarterbacks.
Wow.
And Lawrence is still on that first contract, so, and if Lawrence doesn't make it, it might be 0 for 5.
Statistically, yeah. Two of the five are going to get to the next deal, statistically.
Right, but it's already written in stone. I mean, four of them have already moved on with another team.
No, so. I'm talking about in the 2024 draft.
Oh, yeah, 2024. Okay, I was talking
guys.
To 21.
Yeah, 21 yeah but yeah, you're right.
Class.
Yeah, that one is obviously well below the hit rate. And you know, so then tonight they're hoping that they'll be well above the hit rate and they won't have to worry about that.
So what are you looking? What are you hoping for tonight?
Besides
the fact that, you know, you just like to have some of your best guys signed.
Yeah, with my team. I mean, that's what it comes down to. You know, they need some help on the offensive line, so I would start there. They also need some help on the defensive line, and they need help at linebacker. It seems like it's going to be an offensive guy, given that Tyron Smith is now a Jet. So I'm guessing it's going to be something like that. It also would not shock me, though, if I am not talking about a Dallas – well, I won't be on tomorrow. But if I'm not paying attention and talking about a first-round pick because they trade back, because that has been some of the scuttlebutt in Dallas as well, that they could trade away from it. It's so funny because they're so far down and, you know, like the roster is solid overall, but I'm pretty pessimistic. Like, my interest with the draft is less about that, and I do want to see where the quarterbacks fall. Like, I do want to see if something weird and wacky is going to happen early, whether it's a surprise pick at 2 or 3 or a team trading up to 4 to draft J.J. McCarthy. Like, that's the stuff that I'm kind of wondering
about. Yeah.
What are you hoping for? Because now you actually get to care about it.
There's a part of me that wouldn't mind seeing the Rams trade out.
Yeah?
Trade out of that 19th pick, move down, accumulate
picks. Into the second round?
Yeah, possibly. Just because we've done so well drafting, you know, second round, third round, fourth round the last few years. And I don't think of the Rams' top needs. I mean, obviously they need another pass rusher. I don't know if the quality is there or the quality is available at 19 that you couldn't get later and just parlay that same pick into other selections.
Yeah.
So there's a part of me that, and I know that there's, you know, there was some reporting, Diana Russini was reporting the Rams might trade up.
It seems like everybody wants to trade up.
The only reason I would see them trading up is if they saw something in one of the quarterbacks that they thought they could get as a replacement, you know, the eventual
replacement
for Matthew Stafford.
And who would that be then?
And who would that be?
Penix?
I don't know. Before I thought maybe you could get Penix in the second round, but now it doesn't seem likely that that's going to be the case. Now, I do think that if the Rams stayed put at 19, they have a shot at Penix. If they stayed put.
Yeah.
But is that necessarily what they want? I don't know. You know, but that's the only way I would see them actually trading up from that spot is if they, you know, if they saw something in one of those quarterbacks and thought they could make a move up. But I personally wouldn't mind seeing them trade back and just stockpiling picks in the second and third rounds.
Yeah.
Who knows? But either way, I will be interested. I'm always interested.
Yeah.
I think tonight could be a lot of fun.
I hope so. I hope that there's some weird stuff that happens.
I do, too. And, again, I will be listening for the screams of pain and suffering from Viking fans if J.J. McCarthy ends up in a Viking uniform.
That's what I am looking for the most. That is what I am looking for the most.
Who's the Viking legend who is going to be posing with the first-round draft pick? Did they announce that yet?
Oh, if they have, I missed it.
Is it going to be Fran Tarkenton?
If been announced, I missed it.
Last quarterback to take him to a Super Bowl.
Wow.
Well, and again, NFL draft coverage tonight is available on 1180 The Zone if you're out and about tonight and can't be watching. Nick is all fretting about.
Yeah.
Hey, your team took the lead.
Yeah, they did.
They're one pitch away from winning the ball game.
Did they score 6 runs in the eighth?
They did.
God, the Padres suck.
Yeah, their pitcher was bad, but our closer is horrible.
Well, there's 2 outs.
He didn't strike him out.
The bases are clear. He just needs one more.
We did it.
You're panicking.
Justin Lawrence kind of sucks. He doesn't know how to find the zone.
They went 1-2-3.
He doesn't know how to find the zone, John.
He literally pitched a 1-2-3 inning.
He doesn't know how to find the zone, John.
Well, he just found it there. He got a swing and a miss. Congratulations.
What is that? Yeah.
Win number 6. Wow. 6 wins for the Rockies.
Yeah, we're not the White Sox.
You're not the White Sox. Congratulations.
We lost their 7th in a row today, by the way.
Woof. Thanks, Twins.
They're not very good.
7 in a row.
Sound like that horrible baseball team in college.
UMass.
Lost again yesterday, twice.
They're 0-35 right now.
0-35.
Stop making fun of UMass.
My bad.
It's not their fault.
And it is UMass with an E.
Mm-hmm.
We still have content coming up. You know, one trade the Rams could make might be for someone who is asking for a trade.
Oh?
We've got that coming up in content.
We also never did talk about J.J. McCarthy. You
we
had a question
not.
About him.
Question for you.
Do you want to tackle that?
We can tackle that.
All right, let's tackle that question.
All right, we'll tackle J.J. McCarthy and have more nice. $3 margs and Mexican beers and $2 tacos going on right now here at Oscars at 173rd and West Center. So come on by and grab yourself a seat. There's plenty of room for you right here next to the big TVs. We're watching... Well, we're watching College Game Day right now and the Dodgers-Washington Nationals game.
By the way, I have something from Diana Russini. Now, it is from an hour ago. I missed it until just now that is related to a team that you despise that you actually might find interesting.
Mm.
So we can have that as well.
All right.
Yeah, that's next.
Stay tuned for that and more next on 1620 The Zone.